Hello, everyone. Hi, I'm John from the Entrepreneur Academy, and welcome to another session. Today, I want to talk to you about something I've been asked a few times from my direct clients I have here directly in Brussels. And those clients, they came to me and said, look, I lost my job right now. I would like to take this opportunity to start my own business, but I have no idea if that's a clever idea or if this is a bad idea. Because I get told from my wife, from people around me, don't do that. You know, it's probably the worst time. How do you know if you can start a business, yes or no? Let's talk. Starting a business during this crisis situation we're in right now sounds crazy, right? It sounds pretty nuts. Why would anyone take the risk in a situation where nobody knows what the foreseeable future will be? How is this even doable? What's the point in that? And how could that even work? How can you plan? How could you even get money for this? Who would invest in something like this? Who would go there? Well, first, I mean, these are good questions, right? I'm not saying they're wrong, not at all. They're very good questions. And yes, anyone starting a business should certainly consider those and should think about this a lot, you know, what it is. But let's have a look a little bit on the facts, on the other side of it. Some business has suffered a lot, especially in the HoReCa industry, so hotels, restaurants, bars, they have been really impacted. Actually, any industry that brings people together in one way or the other has been impacted through this corona crisis situation. That the main reason is that we shouldn't be together, right? The idea is to block the spread of the virus, and therefore we shouldn't be together. So, of course, those businesses have been the first ones to be attacked, and well, you can call it attack in a sense, but have been clearly impacted by the measurements and by the restrictions that have been put in place by most governments around the world. So, but then there are others. And when you look at the other businesses, like, for example, mainly online businesses, they have thrived. They actually gained an awful lot of momentum. And many businesses who have been before in, you know, stone and mortar kind of businesses, they have moved to the online world. They actually moved to trying to figure out how they can make money with the online world, within the online world. The problem with that is that most of them had no idea how to make money in the online world, and therefore they didn't really make it very well. Some managed, some not. But the big winners are companies like Amazon, you know, all of the larger online organizations. They have really figured it out, and they were already ready for this in a sense. So I would say they really gained a lot. So you can see there are already two kinds of areas, right? There is the area that worked really well, and then there's the area that did not so well. So if you start a business, you can pretty much look at the areas that worked well, and you can say, all right, what did they do in order to get there? And how can I take a little bit out of this? What do I need to do to get my share? But then that's just one part of it. There's the other part. And the other part relates to the one who didn't make it. Why didn't they make it? Because honestly, if they didn't make it and you just blame the governments because they put these restrictions into place, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure if that's the right thing. Because I do know that some of them tried really hard and some of them succeeded quite well by changing their business model fairly quickly. So moving from, you know, indoor kind of events to outdoor events, like we deliver home, we bring your food home, we come and cook at your house, we do whatever they needed to do to make things happen. Some managed really well to do this, depending on their infrastructure, and some didn't because they had high costs. They had, you know, huge building costs to pay and whatever else. So it wasn't so easy. They were struggling not with the new business model. They were actually struggling with the old business model, which were holding them back. So that was one of the things they didn't have. But that's a good indicator. So if you run a business where you have already huge problems right now because of high costs of infrastructure, that is impacted by that kind of virus, that gives you a bit of an idea. Is this the right thing to do? Is the infrastructure maybe something that shouldn't? Imagine you had a restaurant, but your costs for the restaurant were minimal, or you could even not have the costs from one day to the next. And you could just continue then, and you know, trying to change your business model into a different direction, that could work, probably work, right? So I can see there's a lot. But if you have to pay an awful lot of money on one side, and you have to compensate with it on the other side, which costs money as well, then that might not be enough to maintain it. And why would you maintain that big block of building, let's say, if you can't actually use it? So now the question must be, is there a way I can utilize this, that I can actually use it so it makes sense for me? Or can I get rid of it? Or can I do it different, find a different way what I can do with this thing so the costs are reduced somehow? You know, these are certain aspects you can think about. So honestly, I don't want to go too deep into this because there are many ways how you can do that. But I want to go back to, is it the right time to start a business? Now, for me personally, there is always the right time to start a business and there's always the wrong time to start a business. Because starting a business, being successful with a business, comes not just with your idea, but also comes with being at the right time in the right place. So you need to figure out whatever business it is you want to do, is this moment the right time to start that business? Now, this will count if you have a virus problem or not. Even 4 years ago or 2 years ago, before virus or anything like this happened, even then, you didn't know, you know, how many people have started a business and failed? And be honest, most people fail. Why do they fail? Because they think they have a great idea. They come out with this idea and they build a business around that idea. What they miss is the time has to fit as well. You know, someone starting an internet business about 25 years ago, it was probably a very good time to start an internet business. If you had done it right, if you looked at it really from a business perspective, it was probably a very good time. And if you look at the big business today, they're all in that age group, right? And the younger business, there are not that many around, except they had an awful lot of money and had the backing of another business that already existed with all the knowledge and experience they have. So is it the right time to start that right now? Maybe not so much. I'm not saying it cannot be done. I'm not saying you can't build it up. But to actually make it a long-term success, it's going to be much harder as longer time goes on. So you need to figure out new ways, new avenues, new different ways of doing things, and maybe different ways or different goals you're trying to achieve with it. There are many aspects of it you need to consider. But the right time in the right place with the right idea, that's what makes a business. If you're at the wrong time with the greatest idea in the world, it's not going to work. It just won't work. People are not ready for it. If you would have said 200 years ago, I have a car, I invented a car, it's really great. Nobody wanted a car. They wanted better horses. You know the story. So it's the same. It's a good example. But it's like this with many other things as well. So you need to get it at the right time. So you need to ask yourself the question, what's the time right now? What kind of business today is the best business to run? And don't just look at the people who are doing it already. No, don't look at Amazon. Yeah, you could easily say, yeah, Amazon is the best business. Yeah, it's true. It's a good business to run right now because of that current situation. But it doesn't mean there are not hundreds of other ideas out there that will be very perfect at the moment to run. Amazingly good to run. I mean, I can think of many. I don't want to bring them out here, because it might be a bit controversial in some areas, but because I haven't thought them all the way through, so I can't really say. But I do know that some people have really made changes in their thing. I mean, especially looking at the industry of care of people in general, we have a big issue with older people. People get older and older and older, and they're not, you know, in the olden days, this wasn't a problem. You got your pension 10 years later, it was over, right? That's what usually happened. That's not the case anymore. People get 80, 90 years old easily. Who's going to pay for this? How is this going to work? There is a lot of business in this. What are you going to do? There is not just the aspect of paying for those people. There is additionally the factor, what do we do with them? I mean, if you feel alone and not needed, what life is that? So is there a way that we can make you be together with other people and make you feel needed and actually being needed? Well, that could be a business. There is a lot out there. You just need to think, what the right times? Where are we right now? Virus there or virus there? It doesn't really matter. It's not relevant. It plays a role, but it's not the most relevant factor. The virus, we're going to deal with it and we're going to figure it out. But there are so many other aspects that we have to consider and think about that you can't just disregard them just because one thing is just big at the moment. Now, Amazon is not going to deal with these people. They have no idea how to deal with the people. They can deliver stuff. That's it. You know? Yeah. What else is there? So honestly, there is a lot more. The same thing we have for children. People have to work. Both parents work today. You know, many parents are divorced and each of them have to work. So we have children issue. You see how much, especially people in childcare struggle. People with jobs in childcare, people with jobs in healthcare, they struggle getting paid properly. Maybe there is a market somewhere where you can provide a service much, much better than the service that's provided right now from others. and therefore you have a business. I mean, these are just ideas, you know, I mean, and very high level and haven't thought through all the way down to the ground. And I'm not a specialist. I'm not pretending to be a specialist in this area at all. But there is something there. There is something there you need to look into. And if you want to start a business, yes, just look, what's the time right now? What's needed today most? And what of this, what's needed, can I deliver? And just be careful that whatever it is you do, you need the idea enough is not enough to actually make it work. You need more than that. You need the knowledge, the expertise in that field as well. There is no point in doing something you have no idea about. You're probably going to struggle and very likely going to fail. So I would start looking at it from a different angle. I would say, what am I good at? What's my thing? What's my expertise? Which areas do I have? Write them down. Write your expertise down. All the bits and pieces you think of, I'm good at this. I know what I'm doing. In this field, I feel comfortable. If someone talks to me about this, I can openly talk about it freely. I know what's going on. All right? Then look, this field, what in life, in everybody's life, what's the biggest impact in this field, in other people's life? What do people most struggle with today? And what is something that will very likely not go away in the near future? For example, having older people and people getting older and older, it's a high chance that this will continue like this, most likely even get worse. Let's face it. People not suddenly become younger when they die. I mean, the virus is doing its best and is trying hard to prove me wrong here, but I'm sure we're going to get this sorted. Now, the question is, what's happening next? What's happening with the people who are not going to get impacted by the virus and survive and get a good life for the next 30 years, but have nothing to do? What are we going to do with these people? What about the parents who have to keep working, but we have this issue with Corona, with everything else? How can we deal with this? What options do we have? You see, there are many opportunities out there. We just need to look at them to see what is out there. What can we do to make this happen from our expertise level? It could be some technology you have. It could be, I mean, I've met some amazing companies out there, companies who do like avatars for children. So it's like a robot that lives with a child who cannot leave the house because of a handicap or something else and can manage the situation. Blah, blah, blah. There's some great stuff, even from technology point of view, amazing stuff out there. Look at AI and, you know, artificial intelligence. There is so much going on. It's extraordinary, you know, what's going out there. Helping other people and becoming successful in their business is great as well, as long as their businesses are based for the future as well and working now. Don't work for someone who has no, you know, whose business is struggling as well. Not that you shouldn't help these people, but don't count on that you can build a business on that. You know, that's always a bit complicated and difficult. But you can do it. There's a lot of opportunity for business. You just need to look at it from a different angle. So I hope I was able to give you a few hints and a few tips. And my clear answer to this question, does it make sense to start a business right now? Yes, of course it makes sense. If you have the right business idea, which fits the time we are in right now, and is within your expertise and your knowledge. These are the three core elements. If it requires an awful lot of money, you're probably going to struggle to find money. I agree with that. Figure out a business model that allows you to do it without spending too much money on it. Try to find it. Try to figure it out. There are many, many business models out there, probably far, far more than you ever heard of. And it's worthwhile investigating a little bit and finding out what is really going on in the market right now. How do other people do what I like to do? Maybe someone is doing it already. Maybe you can join. Maybe you can put your forces together and make something amazing happen. Hey, opportunities are out there. They're always out there. I hope that helps. I hope that gave you a little bit of an idea. Yes, if you can do it, if you think you're the right person for it, go for it. Give it a real go. Get the backing of the people that are important to you, family, friends, whatever. Just make sure they aren't there on your side so you're not completely on your own. It's going to be hard. Huh? Starting a business is hard at any time. It's not much harder now. It's hard at any time. It's just that most people now would think that you're crazy even attempting it. But then they would think you're crazy anyway, either way, you know, most of the time. So don't get discouraged about this. There's always a good way. Anyway, if you have any questions, if you want to know more, subscribe to our newsletter, get in touch with us, subscribe to our Slack channel, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and get the latest information up to date as we come and get them. You can ask us questions. We have a great Q&A podcast where we answer all the questions my customers ask me all the time when I think they are really valuable for everyone else. I do a podcast about it. So, guys, I'm looking forward to finding out if you started a business If you have great ideas to start a business, and if I can help you, we're here for you. Take care, guys. Have a great time. Bye.
And hey, everyone, don't forget to sign up to our newsletter on our website and sign up on our podcast on your preferred channel, wherever that might be. Also, don't forget, we have a YouTube channel where we discuss lots of aspects of business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and how to progress and deal with problems that are specifically occurring today. Enjoy, guys. Bye-bye.